He took our lack of faith in the gospel. He took our spurning of God's gift of rest. And he carried that sin all the way to the cross and sacrificed himself for us and for our sin. There on the cross, Jesus died. And so did the sin that steals your rest. Jesus died on the cross, rested in the grave, rose from the dead, and ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, so you can have rest with God. On the cross, Jesus redeemed all women. On the cross, Jesus redeemed all men. On the cross, Jesus redeemed all Israel, all God's people. And we who believe, we who receive the gift of redemption in faith, we do indeed enter into God's rest. So today, as we hear in Hebrews, today, if you will hear Jesus' voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. All who hear Jesus' voice, all who do not harden their hearts, all those who indeed hear the voice of Jesus Christ, our Savior today, hear him say these blessed, rest-filled words, and we receive exactly what they say. Come to me, says Jesus. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Today, God's rest is yours. So repent of your sins. Repent of listening to the devil when he asks you, like he did Adam and Eve in the garden, did God really say? Repent of that. Repent of rebelling against God and his gracious gift of freedom, like Israel did as they wandered the desert for 40 straight years. Repent of saying no to God's promise of rest. Repent and listen. Listen to God. Listen to Jesus as he speaks to us from the pages of Holy Scripture. Listen to the Holy Spirit as he points you to Jesus, who is the source of your heavenly blessed rest. Listen, and listen today. Because today is the day to receive the gift that God has promised us all. Today, God gives you rest from all your struggles with your health. Today, God gives you rest from all the trials of old age. Today, God gives you rest from all the burdens that sin shackles onto your soul. Today, God gives you rest from every trial, every tribulation, every trouble in your life. Today, God gives you his promised rest. And with that rest, says Jesus, comes all manner of blessings. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands within the family that is the church of God. Yes, there will be persecution too. But Jesus promises rest even from that affliction. Today, God welcomes you into his Sabbath rest, the rest which he entered on the seventh day after all of creation. And today, right now, God promises you that after you breathe your last upon this earth, he will welcome you into eternal rest in heaven above with Jesus Christ our Lord. For he who has entered God's rest
has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. After all God's work, he entered into his heavenly rest. After all your hard work, you will enter into heavenly rest too. Christ makes the invitation. An invitation sealed in his blood and ratified by his resurrection from the dead. Come unto me, he says. Come unto me, ye weary, and I will give you rest. So come. Come rest with God today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.